Last week I was teaching Latin and math, and hopefully none of you will fail your classes because of that. But it is good to be back with you. I've been looking forward to this one for a while. A couple weeks ago I was supposed to do this, and that ice storm caused us to cancel chapel. But some of you heard a little bit of what I'm going to say last week. I did a few mini sermons in some of my classes. We are talking about the third of the five solas of the Reformation, Sola Scriptura. We've already talked about which ones: Sola Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone, and Solus Christus, Christ alone. But Scripture alone. I am so passionate about this one that I believe, and this is my opinion, I believe we should have done this one first. I don't know if it's right to call Sola Scriptura the most important thing to believe, but I do think it is the most foundational thing we have to believe. Now, I want you to pay attention to that. It is the most foundational thing to believe. Sola Scriptura is, as I understand it, the indispensable doctrine. It's the one we cannot do without. The Bible is that important. The Bible has to be that important. If it is not that important, then we start to believe the wrong things. We start to do the wrong things. We set ourselves up for great danger. And so this morning I want to talk to you about Sola Scriptura. And specifically I want to mention four things about Sola Scriptura. Imagine four pillars that are holding up a building and a ceiling from collapsing, kind of like Samson amongst the Philistines. There are four pillars of Sola Scriptura, and if they fall, so does everything we believe, ultimately. So, if you're taking notes, I want you to write these down as I say them. But the first pillar is that the Bible is inspired by God. The Bible is inspired by God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, we read that all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. So it says the Bible is inspired by God. Now, what that means is not, oh, I feel inspired. I saw a beautiful sunset last night. I want to write a poem about it. That's not what the inspiration of Scripture is all about. This is a different kind of inspiration. The word for inspired, actually, is something like breathed out. In the Greek, actually, I think it's the NIV that actually translates it, breathed out. That's the right way to translate it. All Scripture is breathed out by God. What that means is that the words in the Bible are literally God's words. They came out of His mouth, so to speak, not just out of the pens of men. So it's God who teaches us. He reproves us through Scripture. Reprove means He tells us what we're doing wrong. He corrects us. He tells us how to do it right. And He trains us in righteousness. He tells us not to make those mistakes in the future. He tells us to do the right thing in the future. That's what the Bible does. And that's because God is righteous and the Bible is His Word. So if it's His Word, it's inspired by God. Another verse to know about this. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 says, "No prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." So while there are men who wrote the Bible like Paul and Peter and Moses and John, they were moved by God. They were moved by the Holy Spirit actually writing words that the Holy Spirit wanted them to write. That's why we understand the Bible is inspired by God, and it's important to know that. The second pillar about the Bible, about Sola Scriptura, is that it is inerrant. It is inerrant, and inerrant means without error. The Bible is completely trustworthy. It's completely true. It's completely right. It's never wrong. The reason that's important is because if we believe the Bible as it was inspired by God has any errors, then what is that saying about what we believe about God Himself? It would mean that we don't believe God is completely truthful. It would mean that we don't believe He is powerful enough to give His Word so that now, thousands of years after He gave it to us, we can't trust it. But we can trust it. What does the Bible say about itself? How about Psalm 119, verse 89? Forever, O Lord, Your Word is settled in heaven. It is settled. Or how about Paul writing in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 and 13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak. Not words taught in human wisdom, Paul says, but those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. What that is saying, students, is that God has given us His Word in a way that we can know it. He has not made it too complicated. He has not made it. He has not put a bunch of errors in there that are things that are wrong that we have to kind of work our way through. We can trust the Word of God completely. And that's because it is inerrant. It is the Word of truth, Jesus said in John 17, 17. It is without error. So that's the second pillar of sola scriptura. The third thing about the Bible that we need to know is that it is authoritative. It is authoritative. You have teachers, and when you are in their classrooms, they are your authority. They are the boss. Mr. Rizzo is the headmaster here at Covenant Prep. He is the boss. Your father and mother are ultimately your boss. We elect government officials who we put in charge of the government to have authority. But ultimately, who is our authority? Who? God. God is our authority. God is our ultimate authority. God is the one in charge. God is our king. Jesus is our king. But Jesus, I don't see Him anywhere. Jesus isn't here physically reigning as king among us right now, is He? So how do we know what He, our King, wants of us? The Bible. The Bible. His Word. He has given us His Word, the Scriptures, which you guys know, many of you have memorized Psalm 19. It is referred to in Psalm 19 as the law of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the judgments of the Lord. The Bible is authoritative. It is the boss. We go to it because God has given it to us. It's why Jesus repeatedly taught people by telling them, it is written. And then He would quote the Old Testament. Paul quoted the Old Testament. Peter quoted the Old Testament. And many people can write many things about God. And we have confessions of faith. We have statements of faith, catechisms. And those are good. But ultimately, all of them have to be in line with what the Bible says. Because the Bible, the Word of God, is the only Word that is authoritative. God is in charge through His Word. It's authoritative. The fourth one, the fourth pillar about sola scriptura we need to know, is that it is sufficient. And what that means is that the Bible, God has given us the Bible, and it is enough. It is enough. If our Christian bookstores, if you've ever been into a Christian bookstore, you see all kinds of books. But if our Christian bookstores had nothing but the Bible in it, that would be enough. We don't have to go looking for more signs from God, signs and wonders. We don't have to go looking for people who say, I have a word and I've got a prophecy. Because God has given us what He wants to give us, and it's enough in the Bible. It tells us everything we need to know about creation. It tells us everything we need to know about the commandments of God. The Bible tells us everything we need to know about our own sin. The Bible tells us everything we need to know about our one and only Savior, Jesus. Let me read to you again Psalm 19, verses 7 through 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. And what these verses are telling us is that the Bible is enough because it's of the Lord. It is of God. That's why Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus says that in Matthew 4:4 when he's being tempted by the devil. And by the way, he's quoting Deuteronomy 6 when he says all that. A lot of people have a lot of ideas about how Christians should be, how families should be, how churches should be. But what ultimately matters is God's Word. What ultimately matters is what the Bible says, because the Bible is sufficient. Sola Scriptura, students, is so important. Because when you get to veer a little bit away from the Bible, and some of you heard me say this last week, but when you just start to veer even a little bit from the Bible, if you continue down that path, eventually you are going to end up far away from what the Bible says. So it starts just very small. Oh, the Bible is great. The Bible is God's Word, but we need more than that. When you even a little bit think that what God has provided for us can be ignored or changed or added to, that will get you in a whole heap of trouble. Today, I'm sorry to say that I think many who profess to be Christians are in a whole heap of trouble because they've abandoned sola scriptura. It's not important to them. And when you veer away even a little bit, you end up far away from God. It's going back to the Bible that we get sola Deo gloria. It's going back to the Bible that we believe that solus Christus, Christ alone, is so important. Later this semester, we'll see sola gratia, saved by grace alone. We get that from the Bible. Sola fide, faith alone. We're not saved by the works that we do, the things that we do. We get that from the Bible, from sola scriptura. So sola scriptura is kind of the tree trunk by which everything else we believe branches off. That's why it's so important. I cannot tell you how important it is to realize how important the Bible is. It's inspired by God. I'm not. I'm not a perfect pastor. I'm not a perfect speaker. And everything I say needs to be challenged with the Word of God. I'm not authoritative. God is. I'm not sufficient. I'm not enough. God is. And He gives us all we need in the Bible. Sola Scriptura, then, is the indispensable doctrine. It's the one we can't do without, because if we do away with it, eventually all that other stuff will get messed up. Everything else we believe will get messed up. So, understand that about the Bible. And read your Bible. And I would say study your Bible as much as you would any other subject, because that's what God wants us to do with His Word. Sola Scriptura, Scripture alone. Let's pray. Father, I pray that these students will treasure Your Word. I pray that we all might realize every day more how wonderful Your Word is, how You have given the Bible to us. Help us to want to read it. Help us to want to learn from it. Help us to want to live by it for Your glory alone, through what Christ alone has done for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.